What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Fellas Point of View podcast. We are here. It's another week. Hope life is treating you well. You know what to do right now. Share the podcast. Tell a friend. Don't keep it to yourself. Share, share, share alike. And wash your damn hands and stay in the house because COVID-19 is real, baby. It's real. And it's taking y'all out of here left and right, because y'all don't want to listen because you think it's a joke. But it's not a joke. So do what you have to do. Fellas, are you here? Armand, are you in the house?
We here with you. With you. GP, are you with me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a church. We ain't going nowhere.
Boom, 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 boom.
We in this bitch. Hello, listeners. Howdy, howdy, howdy. We glad you're here for another installment of this ratchet mess.
Ratchet.
We're not that ratchet. We're very intellectual. Thank you very
Fernando,
much.
Fernando, are you here?
I am here. I am always here.
But you're not ratchet.
Have you not met me? Pleased to meet you.
Ratchet! Ratchet!
Right. And read you when it's right. But it's all with love. I don't mean no harm. So I'm so glad you guys came. Please share. Share us like your best friend. Share us like the secret that you heard in the club. Ooh. And share us like your best home.
Oh my. Lamont, are you here?
You know, I just want to point out that Armand just said God's property, and then he said, hell yeah.
Well, you know.
We're sorry to all the ratchet Christians out there. Yeah. I'm here. And don't forget to hit that good old number. We love the five, don't we? Love the number five. We
love the number five, baby. Love the number five.
Yeah.
Apple Podcast.
Share us and everything. Take us with you wherever you go.
Listen, like, share, subscribe, folks. That's what we asking.
All in the car with you. And Darren is not with us on this evening. It's his
and we are sad. Evening.
So we are missing our Darren, and he gave us some words, but I'm not even going to say them words. Oh, my God. I'm not going to say them words that he said, because that's a little bit out of my catchment area. Lord, help us today.
I have but one word for that picture. Delicious. All right, next.
I'm telling you, what's funny? Guess what,
y'all? Nipple.
I'm older.
Oh, Lord. So y'all at home, you know they looking at pictures. You know how they do. So y'all can't see that because unfortunately we can't. There's no way for us to do that to you.
I can be the sugar daddy.
Ooh.
Lord.
Ooh, bitch. Because I read the age and I'm like,
Fernando, that's turned into a damn sugar daddy. Lord,
but we will be doing a good old wrap up maybe next week for P Valley, because everybody's P Valley crazy right now.
Yes, we are.
So, OMG,
good old Pussy Valley.
Y'all up here, so y'all sitting at home, and there's a new show out. I have not watched it, but all I hear is these fellas keep talking about this show called P Valley. So, Armand, are you in love with P Valley?
Yes, it has invigorated my thirst for trade, particularly trade with gold teeth in their mouths, and they speak with that Creole slang. It has intrigued my spirit for the mentally disturbed but physically beautiful. I'm all in that pole work from every angle is great.
It's like,
well, I guess Fernando, you're in love with it too.
I told Armand about it.
Oh. He sure did.
Like, I'm telling you, like, the first episode you are in, like, you ain't never seen strippers strip like this. They strip like they fucking mean it. Like, they strip like they go into damn war. They strip like they say, you know what? I'm going to get you the fucking together. You going to have the experience. Bitch, I'm going to get you off what you need. Like, them bitches are giving fantasy to the highest level. Like,
oh my God.
She, like, and they know your ass. They got you. Like, them girls are good. Like, I have never seen a show that has, like, this kind of tempo and level of relatability.
Fuckery.
It's beyond that, though, because it's complex as hell. It's some stuff that we don't talk about in the Black community that they put right there on Front Street. And you don't feel some kind of way about it, but you're like, damn, I've seen this shit before. And it's a different kind of show. It really is a different kind of show.
It's basically like from Chris, I'll go from our day, Players Club times 10.
Okay. Yep.
Players Club.
Right. Yep.
So Players Club as a series.
Well, it's not a series. I mean, it draws you in like that because you're learning the back life of the strippers. It goes through all this little dialogue and everything as far as what the owner goes through to keep the club open and all this or whatever. So it's really good. And then of course it's got the gay undertones and all that. So yeah, I'm not gonna ruin it for you. I want you to watch it.
But it's a series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Players Club was a movie. So yeah, it's Players Club as a series, as a scripted show. Okay, right. Y'all. So
it's definitely not them though.
It's on Stars.
So for those of you that have a cable subscription, go on over to Stars. And if you don't,
or stream it.
Where they gonna stream it at?
Well, on their app. That's how I'm watching it, on the Stars app.
Yeah, Amazon.
Oh, you don't have to pay for that?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
You can look it up on Amazon.
They do give you a 7-day trial, so.
So y'all go on and get your 7-day trial and get you some Stars.
Not a whoa mine out.
Yep, there are 4 episodes, and episode 5 is this coming Sunday, and I am going to be glued to the television. I don't know if I don't know how we're gonna watch party, but I know I'm gonna have my club speakers on. And it's gonna be popping in this damn house. It's gonna be some ratchet ass activity in this bitch. You gonna be like, you'd be surprised. I may put a pole in this motherfucker.
Hey, down in the bio where the strippers get naked.
Right.
It should be a video. I want to see a video.
Well, y'all, P Valley is the hot. It's the hot commodity. Y'all make sure y'all go.
Well, let's say the full name. It's Pussy Valley.
Listen, man. Oh, is that the real name of the show?
That's the real name of the club.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, no, the name of the club is The Pink.
Mm. Oh, my.
But the area that the club is in is called Pussy Valley.
But the name of the show is P Valley or the other word?
Hyphenated. Hyphenated. P Valley.
Oh, okay.
But it's short for Pussy Valley.
Well, let's get saved real quick. Let's just because there is only one episode left of Greenleaf. Is everybody watching Greenleaf?
I am not.
Oh, see, they didn't get that motivation.
I'm actually in mourning for Bishop. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
So y'all see the diversity. I'm over here watching Greenleaf, and they over here watching the hoes.
Yep.
I'm watching Greenleaf too. I'm in mourning for Bishop.
Yeah,
because I'm 37 years old and I got goals, bitch. I'm trying to swing for my motherfucking pole.
You want to be a stripper?
Oh Lord! Oh no!
I'm gonna be able to swing my entire body around a goddamn pole.
Throw your weight, Fernando.
No, we're not doing that. So, y'all, we're losing Greenleaf. There is only one episode left of Greenleaf.
I don't know.
One episode left. And it looks as if the bishop died in the last one. Sorry if you haven't watched it. I apologize in advance. I should have said that. I said it looks. So we don't know yet. You don't know yet either. So now go watch it.
James, what's wrong, James? Oh, James, write it down. Right? I do. I do. I do too. Oh, James. James.
And there you have the last scene.
Union.
There you, the end. We'll see y'all on next Tuesday. So y'all get on over. Y'all know Greenleaf is on the OWN network. So go over and support that show. So
Oprah Winfrey show coming back.
The who?
Oprah Winfrey show. When is that coming back?
What Oprah Winfrey show?
Like when she bring that back, I'm back on OWN. Like she to come back or bring Madea back.
She on Apple. Go on over there to Apple. She in hot water right now, talking about white privilege, and they dragging her all on the internet. Black Twitter is killing her for talking about white privilege.
Really? Why?
How you gonna tell somebody about white privilege when you built your billions off of white people? So.
She played the damn game. How else was she going to do it?
They were like, how you going to tell us we got white privilege, but your audience was 90% white?
I mean, what they wanted to do.
Is she talking negative as far as white privilege is concerned?
Yeah. I didn't watch. I watched a bit of the clip that the person was talking about, but on Apple Music, she's doing.
There's some black ass privilege out there. You know that, little you know, them motherfuckers who like to drag people is the same motherfuckers who was born way before she even had to go on her struggle. So they have no idea what she had to do, what she had to fucking suck up to get to where she had to go.
It wasn't a black person, a drugger.
I don't give a them damn people always want people to fucking apologize for shit that you did 3 decades ago. Then she wasn't even here. You were still sperm. Shut the fuck up.
Unfortunately, white privilege still happens to this day.
It sure does. It really does. Okay. But she ain't the problem.
If you don't, she's part of. She's part of the problem. I can't agree with you. She is part of the problem. She built her show off of white people, and when you got billions, how many people have you helped up consistently? How many people have you helped up consistently besides trying to put Gail dumbass on the TV so we can see Gail on the sorry ass talk show?
Child, I seen Gail wear some of the most off-putting damn glasses on the morning show a couple of weeks ago.
And we
That shit made me get out of my bed. I was like, Gail, girl, take them glasses off. What are you doing?
Her shape is jacked up. How you could have got liposuction. Your friend is a billionaire. You could have got that body together.
Oh, well, you know.
Dreadful mess.
Oh, I'll save my comments on bodies.
I'm just not on that bus where you gotta go for every black person who got somewhere, because I was like, if they were sitting here, Jesse Jackson, they went through the whole goddamn process, they would have had not a one red cent. And they still would have had a government job. And she would have still had her wash and go perm.
Who?
Not a wash and go perm.
And she would have still been wearing. She still would have been wearing her Maybelline makeup, and she would have had cankles right by now with the busted biscuit high heel shoes, 2 inches. So she didn't climb that ladder the way she did.
Leave her kitten here alone.
I'm just so tired of people always wanting to.
She wears stilts. Oprah wears stilts. She owns stilts.
When?
Remember, she gave that woman them shoes on the show. That old lady, she wore them shoes. She wore them one time, and the lady was like, oh, they're so beautiful. She gave that lady them stilts. Those was like 4-inch, 5-inch.
And it was a nice tax write-off. Shit.
So, she did. Now, she gave the shoes somebody.
That's all right. I used to think the rich was generous, too. Now I get it.
the rich is not generous, I mean.
No, the rich is smart.
It started off generous, and then they have to get organized about it.
Nope, it's always been a smart move, man. Ever since the 60s.
Yeah. Child, don't let me get some money, because that's exactly what we're locking the dude look like. Can I have some money, Uncle? Who?
Fernando said I'm going to turn into an owl. Who?
Because, no, I know how that shit works, because everybody around your orbit thinks that the wealth has to spread 14 generations over because your black life has to matter today for showing up. Bitch, do something to work for it. Do more to being black today. Like, stop showing up to the party with that cheap ass red tablecloth and two candles and calling it an event plan. No, you gotta fucking work. I'm talking about real work. Show up to the goddamn party with your shit together, black people. Cause that's the, like, and I'm saying it about my damn self, because I've been doing this shit for a long ass time, showing the motherfucking up as a black person. When they said jump on this hurdle, I said, bitch, I jumped that one yesterday. What you got? I'm like the bitch on P-Valley. You wanna see a monkey drop, bitch?
Swing, Simba, swing.
And so real, I'm gonna throw my motherfucking weight into it, bitch, and land on my goddamn feet. Cause that's what means to be black, bitch. Huh. You got it like that. Today, tomorrow, next week, and never off on weekends. Okay.
So now, did y'all know that Brandy dropped a new album called B7?
And good as hell, loving it.
Brandy has come out of retirement and dropped a new album, and the internet is ablaze, baby.
She is giving you everything Brandy needs to give you, and I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Now, I'm a little concerned about what some people are saying in the hashtags.
What they saying in the hashtags?
I think Brandy is a good singer, but I will disagree with you all the way down. Brandy is not the vocal Bible, and I don't know who started that hashtag. You are truly misinformed. If you ever want to say that she is the vocal Bible,
No, that's the trick of the enemy. What the hell?
Is the trick of the enemy. She is not the vocal Bible. She
How did that happen?
That is the hashtag that they are saying, and she is the vocal Bible.
How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. That's what the internet.
Like, Brandy is a great vocalist in her own right, and I mean, like, Brandy is Brandy. Like, she's been doing this for a minute, and like, ain't nobody like her, but a vocal Bible?
I'm like, you are, how do you
nice, be in nice. That
story when you have a Kiki Wyatt who can just stand right there and go 51-50 up the scale, when you got Ashanti Moore who can hit notes that are just ridiculous, when you got a Lettucey who can swing for the cow.
I think it was just probably a misplaced characterization. I think it's like the mainstream, maybe it's mainstream people just don't have a point of reference. Like baby, before Brandy, there was
ABC. Okay, so before there was Brandy, we had Minnie Riperton, we had Patti LaBelle.
The list is too long to even name.
The list is too long. And if you want to say vocal Bible, baby, Phyllis Hyman. Okay, if we're going to go there, if you're going to say, ain't nothing she couldn't sing.
She'll sing that.
Past, present, and future have better voices than Brandy. I like the album. It's growing on me. I'm a lyrics person, so I listen to your lyrics. So everybody's going in.
What's she talking about, Lamont?
Baby.
She talking about that hit and run?
No. She actually talked about some good stuff about her bipolar.
She mentioned it. She mentioned the hit and run. She mentioned the physical abuse. Uh-huh.
Who's
that?
That left y'all all speechless.
The young man from allegedly, let me say that right now.
Allegedly,
Juané Morris. Do you know him?
Oh, from yeah, Boys I remember Day. Hearing that.
Oh,
I do remember hearing that.
That was a little physical. And then the baby's daddy.
Oh, really?
But they were beating the shit out of each other.
So she had a
lot. I don't know about this little new young man. I haven't heard anything as of yet, but in the life of Halle Berry, we've seen it repeat itself. So
wow, damn, Johnny Gill, my.
But you know, I don't know. It started off with Baby Mama for me. I didn't like it. I still don't like the song.
The other tracks were great. They were really, really great. Again, Brandy had a unique arrangement of music that works for her, and I think she's a great vocalist in her own lane, and I don't think she needs to be compared to any other vocalist, and to do that is to say that she is like everybody else, and she's not, just like every other vocalist who do have their own brand and style is their own people. Like Pat LaBelle can't be compared to anybody else because Pat LaBelle only has that voice. Diana Ross only has that voice. When you hear them sing, you know who that is. Like, that's a branded ass voice. When Aretha Franklin sang, you know who that is. When the Winans sang, you know who that is.
But so there was somebody else I forgot about. That Tanya Blunt, but they didn't give her props. And that's the singing heifer. And she
sometimes some people don't do their history far back enough. It's like, yes, you know, every one of these artists were inspired by others and other greats and whatnot. And you may want to go a little bit deeper than just that artist. You can appreciate them, but also, you know, dig a little deeper to know that there's some other vocalists out there that you can get, you know, expand upon appreciation that kind of led you to like Brandy in the first place.
Well, while we're doing this, I've always been Team Monica. So,
oh shit,
there's that. I love Monica. Always been Team Monica.
I have,
but I love Monica. Well, ever since Boys Mine.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it, Fernando.
She didn't want to cross over. She wanted to stay hoodish. That was my.
I know.
She wouldn't cross over.
I guess I might be the only Team Brandy on this one, because I mean, I've always been Team Brandy. I like Monica, really? But vocally, I like Brandy.
Brandy, Full Moon,
Brandy
gave you Full Moon.
Baby, that Full Moon album gave me life. That was her best album for me.
Well, I enjoy both of them, but when I think of vocals, I don't think of neither one of them in that vocal range of people that's gonna flatfoot sing to me. I don't think
it's about her doing that, because I don't think she's one of those shake the house down singers going to church and singing down people not in the church.
Fernando? Church.
You know, singing the house down. You ain't gonna see no Brandy kicking off her heels, sweating her edges out, trying to sing a song in church.
We ain't getting that from neither one of them.
No, because you gonna get one big lady that's gonna come out there with her good wig and her cankles. She gonna take one shoe off and fucking do one note and sing Brandy into mute.
Not one big woman with her one shoe off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't.
So, y'all know it's true. Every church got one.
Who goes to Brandy for her album? If you guys have not purchased it, take your little happy tails on over there and purchase. Let me give a shout out to B. Slade, because he worked with her on this project. So you guys make sure you go over there and support the amazing B. Slade, because he is amazing. Amazing. Shout BBB. Now, in honorable mentions, I want
to... Wait a minute. Before we do honorable mentions, we have to mention, and if we don't, we will get blackballed by the Beehive. We cannot go... Not
say, oh, yes, God.
Beyonce did release Black is King.
That is true.
Yes.
And I, for one, am like... It was visually and musically amazing. I haven't seen anything like this since. Mm-hmm. Damn near like The Wiz. You know how the colors was like just so vibrant, and the costumes and everything. It really was like, okay. I said, okay, she did this. Mama's face was flawless.
She said, now copy this bitch.
Hair was flawless.
I mean, she, like, I was exhausted just watching it. I was like, this was a lot of damn work. I mean, this was so many layers and textures and stories. And I loved that she was able to, like, leap headfirst into her artistry. I did see some things online about, like, you know, about, like, especially other, you know, other Africans speaking about, like, how she kind of narrows in into this specific part of Africa and not show the full spectrum of an African people because, and, you know, and so I think that was one of the biggest things that I've heard online thus far about the piece. But collectively as a whole, I think it was beautiful. It was well articulated to how she sees her, you know, her music, and it was really an experience to watch. I was like, it was black on black on black on more black on more black and more black and
black on black on black on black.
It was so good, and the style was just transcending. And again, like she made drag queens say, "Bitch, I can't copy none of that."
I mean, I like the fact that she actually included a lot of her people, a lot of her friends, her family. People that she's worked with, dancers and stuff that she's worked with throughout the years, you know, like the homecoming, you know, the things that she did with homecoming or whatever. There was a lot of the dancers that she brought back. She used a lot of them for this. It was really, really good. Like I said, visually, it was amazing. Musically, it was good. I think it was definitely a thumbs up for me.
Yeah, she continued her work with Worcestershire and everybody. Yeah, she did. And I really like the work that her and Solange are doing these days.
Right.
I hope they keep it up. I hope they keep feeding the masses this black ass shit. Keep giving us this black ass shit.
Somebody got to.
Is that something on Tidal? Or is it, where was that released to, fellas?
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay, so y'all going over to, well, I guess I'll go watch it too because I have not seen it. So y'all,
Uncle, what you over there watching, honey?
I watched a lot of stuff. You watching the green leaf burn?
Ha! Shut up. And actually, so for the past, you know, I guess for the past week, I really haven't been watching a lot of TV at all. So I've been reading, catching up on my reading, and then I had to study because I just went and took my life test, my renewal for my damn school bus certificate. So I had to have my butt in the school bus Bible reading that so that I could pass when I sat in front of that good old CHP officer and he didn't embarrass me in front of the folks like and say, "You failed." I had he said, "You passed.
Make your coins.
Make my coins." Even though my school district has declared that we're not going back until next year, so I'm off for the rest of the year, and so
collect your unemployment.
I'm going to pray that they leave us on unemployment so that I don't have to be bothered, but they're talking about we're going to go back on to being paid by the district. Then that means they can call us at whim, and I don't want to be at whim. Leave me alone, because I may want to be in Hawaii if we never fly again, but and then I've been working on my social media stuff for my influencing gig, for my wine gigs, and for the skincare line that I'm promoting. Been doing that. And yours truly made it to the shade room on this week. Oh my God. I found myself on the shade room. Isn't that interesting?
Right.
With 234,000 likes.
Wow. Okay. All right. What you and the roommates doing?
Just like, oh, hi, get to the shade room. But I want the shade room to know y'all full of shit.
Oops. Because
you changed my picture. That's not the picture that I had up. I had what picture I wanted up, and y'all changed my picture, but you made sure you got my words, but you also didn't give me the credit on Twitter where you found it from because you snatched it from Twitter. So if you
guess the name, Shade Room.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was some shade. They threw me shade, but my face was still there, and my screen name for Twitter was still there. Because I got this phone call frantically talking about, "You're on the shade room." I'm like, "Huh? I'm on the what? How I get on shade room?" But I was tweeting along with the rest of the world about Ellen. And I like replace Ellen with Tamara Housley.
Ari.
So I was like, get my girl, you know, let me hook my girl up, but we're going to be replacing somebody. And they snatched my stuff, changed the picture, and took it to a whole nother. I had a really cute picture, really cute picture. And they changed it up, but it blew up my Twitter. I instantly got like 50 more followers. So I'm like, okay. Interesting in this social media world, you know, you just have to.
What's the Ellen drama? Where's she did?
So Ellen is basically, they saying, a tyrant behind the scenes. What we see in the public is that she's this sweet, sweet, really nice person, but they say she's hell on wheels, and not nice behind the scenes.
Mm. Now, where Ellen get the audacity to run somewhere and not be nice?
Money.
But what I can't understand is, if she's not so nice, why the fuck did you work for her for over 10, 11 years? That doesn't make any sense to me. All these people that's making these accusations, her makeup artist,
because the rent is due every month. And you hate that bitch for 21 days, and then in the next 7 days, you're waiting on that check to hit.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, her name on your
not record. Saying that is right, Lamont. Not saying that is right.
Right.
And didn't Anita Hill stay with Clarence Thomas all them years?
I don't know if that went that way.
With knee pads, yes, she did.
Yep. And truth
be stayed truth there thought, because she needed that check and she needed that clout. Now, I didn't say with the knee pads, and so that wasn't me, y'all. But Anita stayed there.
I said it.
To elevate herself.
These bitches want Nike.
No,
y'all y'all should have seen this coming, Miss Ellen.
They looking for a check.
Y'all know she wore them white gays where, you know.
Tell them it ain't
like she probably was just playing that stereotype, white lesbian move where everything got to be a specific way and very persnickety about some shit. And, you know, she come from a certain time period where she just got so far up her air of her ass that she just didn't know, she couldn't see back on the ground earth. I'm like, bitch, you can be back in the Bronx in a shared room apartment real quick. Don't think that money lasts forever, boo. I was like, we're in a corona right now.
We
gotta see you no more.
I ain't never met her before, and I'm like, keep going. So, but half the world is canceling Ellen, another half is not canceling. So I don't know.
Oh no, because you know who's taking up for her? What's his face? What's that man name?
Kevin Hart.
He's sticking up because she stuck up for him. Her brother came out. But now the funny thing about the Twitter thing that I didn't know, and maybe I didn't know, and maybe that's why I don't know, is I don't know if you were supposed to say a LGBTQ person when you were doing that, but I've seen so many others. So if I have to amend my tweet now, I want to say replace her with Wanda Sykes, because Wanda Sykes is LGBTQ. She's married to a beautiful French woman. So yeah, if we got to do that way,
Wanda Sykes is funny as shit, and she's entertaining as fuck.
And I just watched her show on Netflix today.
Netflix, yes, hilarious.
And what's it called? I want to make sure I give her props for that. I really enjoyed watching that today. Oh, it was called Not Normal. So if you're
that's on it. Netflix, I was about to say something about normal. I couldn't remember.
On Netflix, and y'all know, if y'all listen to the show, I am not a stand-up comedian person. Wanda Sykes had me in here screaming. She was freaking hilarious. And that's really not my thing, but not normal.
But we mentioned that Kevin Hart is coming to Ellen's defense, but yeah, that's only to protect his money.
Yeah, because...
I mean, he is a producer for her, what's that practical joke show she's got?
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, Kevin? I was like...
The little the game show that she does.
Yeah.
Ellen's Big Surprise or Ellen's, I forget the name of it. I'm gonna look it up right quick. But he's one of the producers on there.
Yeah, he's one of the executive producers. So he's protecting
for his Heartland production or whatever his production
does. Yeah, so he's protecting his assets. I mean, Kevin Hart's always protecting his assets. I mean, Kevin Hart's gonna do was in best interest of Kevin Hart. Like, if he got to put on, the hat and tap shoes, he put the hat and tap shoes on. If he got to put white face on, baby, give me the paint. Like, that's what Kevin Hart does. I'm like, would you expect anything less? I'm like, but you know what? He should have just left that screen alone, because, like, you don't want to be up in a mess. You just climbed out of the mess that you was in not too long ago. You need to keep quiet and get, and, you know, do like Kanye did and shut the fuck up and get on a flight somewhere. Like, just don't say nothing, Mr. Hart. Like, this ain't your lane. Like, you were already having problems with the gays a hot minute ago. You just had to do two specials on Netflix just to get up and over this bullshit. So sometimes you gotta know when to shut the fuck up, okay? Like Ellen is in her own mess with white gays, and she forgot about herself, and she was not paying attention to the company in which she runs. Like you cannot be sitting up here with making that kind of money, having this kind of influence, and running that kind of show, and not knowing the kind of employees that you have and the kind of environment in which you create. I'm like, if you cannot check yourself and you have no intuition with yourself, then you deserve to get what the fuck you get right about now, Miss Ellen DeGeneres, because apparently you was not generous.
Ooh. It's Ellen's Game of Games. Is the name of
I don't follow her like that.
You better jump through this fucking fire they giving you, bitch, because
this follow her like that. So,
like, I don't follow Miss Ellen like that, and I always thought she was a cool people, but you know, if people working for her saying, you know, like, this is the kind of environment that happens under her watch, then Miss Ellen, you got a problem, girl. I'm like,
well, like, y'all,
after 30, bitch, you a grown ass somebody, bitch. We have no more sympathy for you.
If y'all want to see Ellen, y'all go on over there.
Chris said, if y'all want to see her, go on over there.
Y'all go over there. I don't follow her like that. I don't know.
Chris said, I don't subscribe.
I don't know her either.
I don't know her.
Let's jump on into
goodness.
And in honorable mentions, I've known him before he was born, so I want to just take a shout out to Damon Lillard from Portland Trailblazers. Is that what he played? Yeah, that's what they said. Y'all know I don't know basketball. But he just dropped his Pride shoes. But I guess Pride is going to be celebrated all year long now, because I thought Pride was June. But he just dropped some Pride shoes, which are kind of cute. Until I saw the price tag, Mr. Damien. When I saw the
that nigga crazy.
$180. Now, Armand and I both purchased Pride shoes this year in June from Converse. And I'm
still, a complete set.
I'm still feeling some kind of way because I didn't get the high tops. So I'm going back to get the high tops, Armand. I'm going to get
them. All right. I haven't worn mine yet. I'll wait for you.
I wore mine the other day because I got this beautiful red Converse skirt. So it matched with the shirt, but it's something about the brown on them shoes that just pop. So yeah. I love the brown.
I mean, I've worn the low tops, the black custom ones I did. Those were cute. I wore them to the Noe Valley Farmers Market a couple Saturdays ago, and the girls were all a rage.
Yeah.
And I love the trans flag color ones. They're great. I love them.
Oh, you have to show me those again, because I only got the low top. You got more than I did, but I do want the high top. But now that I've seen Damien's, I love the color. I love the spectrum of the shoe. I just don't know if I feel 180.
Yeah, it's 180 bones.
I mean, they're cute, but no.
Would you guys wear these on your feet?
I mean, when they go on sale, yeah, I'll catch them. You know the one thing I don't dig about them is, the photo that you're showing, right? That's the inside the instep of the shoe is where all the color is. And the outstep is just white. You know, it's like, it's not really, yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, who looking in between my feet, you know?
Right.
I agree. I agree. And so they are L. And
I would have flipped those. You know, I would have done like, you know, the, yeah.
And this is a $180 shoe, which you guys can find on the Adidas site, because that's where his shoes are from. Adidas makes his shoes. So I want to be on the sale rack. Can I get the 90% off sale rack? That's where I need to be, on the 90% off sale rack.
Right. So when they go on sale for $39, go ahead and get them.
Yes, when we're in that one, because I didn't even know that Adidas makes expensive shoes like that anymore, because all I hear is Nike, Reebok, and Skecher, and I thought Adidas had swept down the flip-flops, but oh well. We're going to see. We want y'all to go out.
Look, whenever Miss Corona let us travel again, and I'm in Portland, and I get to go to the employee store, I'll try to think of you.
Oh, wouldn't it be more at the employee store?
You know what? And that is always the drawback of getting to go to the Nike employee store, or the Adidas employee store, or the Columbia employee store. Like, the shit is just, the price point before you get the employee discount is just, it's so high. And I'm just like, y'all really think highly of yourselves. Y'all really do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So,
say toe to the outlet.
Outlet is wonderful.
Lamont said, go on down to Gilroy.
Hello.
Well, I went to Gilroy and
did you?
I was hooping. That's where I was going to pick up my other pair of shoes, but I was too busy buying other pairs of Converse. So, and Converse, let me say this. Stop making shoe sales just for women. I bought 3 pair of shoes. I spent $150. Gloria bought 5 shoes, and she spent $101. Stop.
Don't tell Gloria, I say.
Stop making women. So, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way. We need some discounts on some shit, too. So, you know.
And I agree with you right there. Like, They don't do nothing for men in the stores, do they?
Yeah, it's all about women. Because, I mean, 5 goddamn pair of shoes, and she spent $101, and I got 3, and I spent $150. And I got the standard shoes. It wasn't like I went out and got some other shoe. I got the basic black Converse, the basic red Converse. Lord have mercy. If I would have got the other Pride shoe, that shoe by itself was $75.
Yeah, nah, I'm cool.
And you had no discount for me. None. So I'm feeling some kind of way about that.
I think it's a little sexist, to be honest with you. I'm like, you know,
it is a little sexist.
Not for nothing.
All right. And y'all make sure y'all head on over on our Instagram when you're over there at the Fellas Point of View. Make sure you check out Fernando's latest bike ride attire. It's very nice. Ride for something or stand for nothing. All Black Lives Matter, and then there's one shirt that's on the back. It is of all the people, I want to say, who have passed away. Am I correct, Fernando?
Yeah, it's the names of all the Black and Brown people who were murdered by police.
Yes.
That cases have gone unsolved, unrestituted.
All right.
So that is one of our pictures that's up on our Instagram. All 3 are up there. Make sure you check it out. I didn't know where he purchased it, so I couldn't tell you.
I'll put the link up when it's ready. It'll be online for purchase through.
Did I jump the gun? Are you selling those? Did I jump the gun?
Yeah, it's not. It's getting uploaded next week because it's missing an element on the shirt. It's missing an element because there's
our prophetess.
Yeah, there's actually an element that I'm going to add to that that jersey, but I'll release the link. It's okay.
Oh, but to be a bike seat. Oh, but to be a bike seat.
I mean, I was like, you know what? There's very little cyclists out there who are of color, and the ones of who are of color often don't have a big enough voice to affect the change they do wish to see. And I know that I'm part of AIDS Life Cycle, and we are a very small group in a very big, vast pond of diverse people. Unfortunately, those diverseness is not with people of color. So I think that, you know, if you're going to stand for something, at least stand for us. So if you can't buy a cycle kit, so on your journeys, on your cycling, you can make people more aware about what they may not be aware of. You can't get mad at facts.
Right. Now, I've been struggling with what I'm going to call this segment. Y'all know that we have been featuring an artist, and we are featuring openly LGBTQ artists, same gender loving artists, and I'm struggling with a name, so I'll come up with a name sooner or later. This is the song highlight was what I'm going to call it today, baby. The song.
You should call it Sweet Tracks.
Sweet Tracks? Okay. Y'all like Sweet Tracks?
Sweet Tracks.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so we may call it Sweet Tracks.
Sweet Beats.
You guys can go to our page, and our song for this week is called I Win, and his screen name on good old social media, if you want to go over and follow him, is, oh Lord Jesus, it's so much. It's HELLAHANDXOME. That's a lot, baby, but you can click
Ella.
Hella is where I think he was going, and he just took the X where the S would go for handsome, and he took that out.
Mm.
And so he is a California rapper, and I'm hoping that the hashtag he used was gay rapper, so I hope I didn't just out you, young man. I hope I didn't just out you. But that's where I found
he used the hashtag. I mean,
he used the hashtag. Okay, so you know, I'm just going with what I've seen. So, did you guys take a listen to I Win?
We did. We did.
Yeah.
We have to listen to it again.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's give it a 5 being the highest, and then we give it a 1. So, Fernando, what number are you giving it?
Blank.
Whoa. So we have a blank on the table, so we have a pass.
No, it's not a pass. Like, what's below 1?
Fernando said, let's be clear.
No illuminated stars. Like zero. Like point 0.7.
God damn, Ed McMahon. God
damn. I'm going to give it a line.
Okay.
Lamont? I give it a 2.
Give it a 2.
And only reason I'm giving it a 2 is because I kind of like the beat, but not the lyrics.
Or the beat.
So as far as I win, I lose if I'm listening to this shit.
Armand, our resident hip hop, come on. Come on. Our hip-hop
person. Uncle Chris, you are striking out with these tracks, man. I am not into it. He is a very handsome boy. You know, a couple weeks ago, I would have wished to have slid in his DMs, but my situation has changed.
Keep going, sir.
Keep getting your rap skills up. Keep trying.
Oh, he's gonna try to
this ain't it.
Oh no, we're going back to the situation changing. Go ahead.
I give it a 1. I give it a one.
Well, dang.
So
combined, he's got 1-2 line. So there's 3 for him.
Yeah.
So you and
Chris, what about you?
And for me, because I'm not a hip hop person, I don't know. So I just I don't know. So I'ma be a I don't know. So because I don't know what to give you because I listen.
Look, this man came up with the rating scale and can't even give us one.
Because you guys are the resident hip hop music people. I don't really listen to rap, so you know, but I'm trying to make sure we highlight new artists as they come along the way. But I will give him, I kind of did like the beat, so I will give him as well. I'm gonna go with Lamont, and I'm gonna have to follow with a 2 as well. So
there he is, he's got a 5.
Like
out of 20,
can I be more specific just to help the guy help it out a little bit more, because I don't want to kind of like pass a judgment without like reading you for the exact reason why I said what I said, because it feels like that you were giving me your first draft when you should have gave me your 30th draft. And it felt like that your producer or your sound mixer was just trying to auto-tune your voice down to a palatable track. Like, it sounded like you were, sound like you were just talking your way through it. And it just sounded like none of it did, like, I didn't even hear a rhyme or, like, it sounded like you were rapping in cursive. Like, I didn't know what the fuck that was, like, dude. Like, and I think that you need to dig a little bit deeper. I'm like, if you're competing against a lot of people in the game right now.
Yeah, that shit, that rap market is saturated.
And when you are giving your artistry, you're asking for someone's attention and to buy into your story that you're trying to tell them and the journey you're trying to take them on. And if you're just trying to vent out some stuff because you're in your feelings about some stuff that you're not quite, you don't quite understand yet, well, at least work on making it a little bit more palatable for people to be able to relate to. But for you just to say I put a track out just to walk around for just for bragging rights, then you did yourself no justice to being an artist.
Oh Lord! So y'all, we will have a clip up so y'all can go on over and listen to him, and y'all give y'all take.
Make your own judgment.
Make your own judgment. Yes, yes.
Like, I'm just saying.
On a scale of 1 to 5.
Blank.
He's gotten a 5 out of 20 over here, so y'all do your own.
All of this blank is killing me. So, let's jump on in the hot topics, and we're going to blow through hot topics tonight, because there's some stuff in here that I was like, okay.
Yes.
And I'm just, you know, TMZ is always a hotbed for things that are going on in the world. TMZ will always give you something. So I'm a little confused, and I don't know who he is, but he's a Major League Baseball player, and his name is Reese McGuire. And for some ungodly reason, he decided that he wanted to go to a shopping mall, and he decided that he wanted to masturbate in his car. I'm a little confused as to why you go out. And so, of course, this was all being recorded. And so when the police asked, the police officer asked him, why would you come to a parking lot just to masturbate? He responded, I don't know. So, sexologist Fernando, is there something about parking lots and masturbating?
Wait a minute. Well, What he actually had said was, we hold up in MLB quarantine in a studio hotel room, and it would have been awkward to masturbate in the studio hotel room. That's what he said.
Where did he say that at?
That's in the store. Oh, no, actually, no, that's in the video from the store.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. I still didn't hear that.
Mm-hmm. But he does also say that he don't know why he decided to do this. Because he very well could have just went in the bathroom and choked the chicken and got it on up out of there.
Or he could have stayed.
I don't get it. I don't. I mean, I'm quite sure you got some money where you could have went to a nice little hotel, a motel, something like that.
But he was in a hotel room. He's staying in a hotel room. So why the hell did you come out?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Fernando, is there an obsession with the parking lot?
So it's not so much the parking lot as much as it is
no entails.
It's risk play, and it is just the thrill of getting caught and that that sharp adrenaline rush.
Yeah, but he got caught
of risk behavior, and sometimes that is the part of the sexual stimulation about it. It's why people have sex in cars. Period. You know, some people actually masturbate in cars to hope to get caught or to be watched. You know, it's not uncommon. I mean, unfortunately, there are some people that don't know how to do it in the most couth way. There's some areas along the way, there's some hiding spots there's cruising spots that kind of stuff happens. And it's no real big secret up or down. What my frustration is that, like, again, this is a society that chooses to demonize people for their actions instead of trying to figure out healthy ways to explain them, and to demonize or stigmatize other people. It's sad because when he says he doesn't understand it, he really means he doesn't understand it. But we want to assume to understand it by saying, "Ew, that's gross, it's disgusting." I'm like, what the fuck do you know? Just because you don't subscribe to it, don't fucking subscribe to it, you dirty bastard. Why are you thinking about what the fuck he doing in his car? Because no, you being an intrusive ass bitch, thinking about some shit that you have no business in because you have no education about it. But why are you assuming this guy may just have this kind of like a sexual affinity? Unfortunately, he just did it in an unhealthy way. That's just my opinion. I'm not a professional with this, but I know guys who are like this. I know that, like, I have talked to guys like this. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have in some shape, form, or fashion.
So it's just a fetish.
It's a fetish of sorts.
So it's like an adrenaline rush.
It's like why people
drink.
It's like why people have sex in dressing rooms and club bathrooms and. Hook up and
people have sex in dressing rooms.
Yes, and movie theaters and churches. Like, do you not watch Pornhub?
Watch Pornhub.
That's even more.
Chris is saying he don't watch.
You say you be on Twitter. You don't scroll through whole Twitter.
Right.
It's lots of whole Twitter. It's lots of under the stall action kind of posting.
Right, because people just have, like, people like to do things.
I'll show you when you come over on Sunday. I'll show you.
And Twitter, never even heard of it.
I was like, hell, it's even more risky the fact that they can fucking record it, because I'm like, shit. Like, just trying to get away with it is enough of a task.
And then having the cojones to prop up your cell phone a dirty ass bathroom or on some ledge, like, that takes some skill. That takes some nerves of skill and be able to keep a monitor on all that goddamn nervous shit.
And get the right lighting.
Come on.
Like, that is a real commitment.
I expect to see my nut as
in the bathroom a long time to figure out the lighting angle for your mouth to be highlighted for the dick that you suck under the stall, or when your booty is properly pushed under the stall. Uh-uh. Like, for you to get that nice lighting, because I'm like, how much time do you spend in the stall to figure this shit out? Just because I've been watching these videos like, damn, that's good lighting. Did they have somebody out there doing like, holding up lighting and a boom mic or something? Because it's some good quality here.
Well, some of us are in relationships.
Relationships.
Some of us are in relationships.
What does that
and
mean?
And I need y'all to know that this is hands down the best relationship I've ever been in. Knock on wood. I've lost 20 pounds since I've been in this relationship. I feel more confident in me, and it's not him that's doing it. I'm just way happier. And it's like knowing I got somebody that cares about me, that really has my back.
You talking about Tiff.
It seems like he does anyways, and I love it, and I love him.
You talking about Tiff.
Oh, my.
Tiff and Common.
Confirm that her and Common are having relations. And they're in a relationship.
Well, that's so nice that she trapped herself some communal dick.
So, Tiffany, I just have a question.
You know how many generations of
that one little question. We already knew you were cupcaking with him because we've seen the pictures and all of that. And I love you, girl. Trust me, I love you, girl. I love you. But my question is, did you decide to come out because Jaguar White came out and said that he sexually abused her? Is that where you want to show her that you had the bigger star power name? Because now we don't talk about Jaguar White anymore. Because now that you've come out, you made People and you made everywhere else. Is that why you did this? Because as Fernando said, I have to agree, he is kind of community peen, because I can think of, let's see, Serena, my. Erica Badu, my, it's so minty. I could just go on and
keep
on.
Keep going.
But I don't want to be so bad and drag
him. There's a Star Trek scroll.
I don't want to drag him. But I know at least five.
I'm not mad at none of it.
I'm not mad at
take Common in a heartbeat and drag him around in front of everybody.
Like, I would never date Common, but I will fuck him on every side of the planet. But I would know what I'm getting myself into. Like, bitch, look, I know, bitch, you didn't, like, you know how many generations of pussy done drip drop on that shit? Like, once you know that.
We're not penalizing people for their body counts now, are we?
Well, we're not. I'm not. I am.
No.
I'm talking about the fucking history.
He just come out because of Jaguar Wright saying that Common sexually molested, raped her, or basically, whatever you want to. Well, allegedly, whatever way you want to call it.
Allegedly.
I'm thinking yes. I'm thinking this is a PSA move. It's like you said, now that we've heard about this loving relationship, now we've moved on from the allegation, and I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, we already knew y'all was quarantining together. You made that clear, and then when he picked up your hair off the ground from you shaving it off your head, we already knew that you were there and everything was, you know, hunky dory. And we've already said he's community dick.
I feel like that Common be test driving pussy, in a formal relationship. He's like, well, I can't test drive real well until I dated. So he dates him, test drive the fuck out of it, and say, okay, now I'm bored with it, and moves the fuck on. It seems like this is like, he may not be doing that, but it seems like it's his MO. Because it seems like it
has a serial date.
Every woman that he gets with has an expiration date on it.
And he's a serial dater. And they go on to have real relationships with other people because Erica Badu moved on after him. Serena moved on and got married right after him and had a baby. So we'll call him a tester.
Like, I hope it clicks with them too, because maybe he had to date a couple just to find the right one. But I'm just saying, like, baby, if you just want to have a fuck buddy, then you ain't gotta date nobody. Like, just, it's 2020. I mean, I'm hoping that's a dating thing. It is not just you just driving the pussy.
If you're in love, then we wish them well. That's all I
hope so. I really hope so, because I am so tired of Hollywood bullshit. I'm like, baby, just like.
Well, they both were tested for COVID and they both tested negative, so they can continue to have relations.
Like, I'm just so in Tiffany Haddish's corner, and I don't want her to get hurt. And I think that's probably where all my ratchet commentary is coming from, is because, like, she's a chick that I root for, and I don't want her
I don't think a chick from Compton is going to get hurt from Community Dick.
Right.
That's true. That's true. That's hard.
She's been through the ringer with different men where she beat the shit out of her boyfriend with a gun.
That's true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But, you know what? To be honest with you, like, I kind of want to take it back and say, you know what? She know what she's doing. She ain't no punk. She been around the block too. So I don't think that she, like, I think she probably know what the hell she's doing. So I wish.
Honestly, I'm glad to see her with somebody who's got some money like she does.
Yeah.
So that's not even an issue, I don't think, as far as,
yeah, she's been wanting that. So
her getting with somebody who doesn't have any money or whatever. That was one of her, when she was first starting to do her, I think she was in the middle of doing the press for Girls Trip, and she said, you know, with success or what have you, I don't want the wolves coming after me. And they said, what do you mean by wolves? And she said, you know, men coming after me just because I got a little bit of dollars and a little bit of stature or whatever. So I'm thinking with her being with him, I think it's a good thing with her on a financial level. If it's love, again, if it's genuine love, then I wish them well. If it's just a...
You don't want to knock the men out there, because there are some good men. Unfortunately, people like... what's the old girl ended up with? Sal. And he just milked her for every dime. Sherry Shepherd. And our other girl... with the amazing body got out there, but she stayed married to him for a very long time. From Reno 911.
Niecy Nash.
So there are some good men out there who don't have coins, and there are a few, but unfortunately you get the sows who you are just a tired little bitch for sitting here trying to take Sherry Shepherd's money. Nigga, get a job, get a life, get something.
But you know what happens is that it's like they stay with them for a minute and they realize that their job means more to them than their relationship. And that's how it is when people get married to somebody who's not famous, who does not have a career, you know, and they're always at home waiting on them to show up or whatever. And then they don't show up. They got to call. They got to stay at the studio. They got to stay at the record, you know, the making music. They gotta, you know, be on the road. They gotta get up and go or whatever. I mean, look at the stuff that's going on right now with Candy Burris and Todd. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes there where Todd is getting tired of it on camera now. And, you know, I know for me, with it, when it came to when I really first started watching Housewives or whatever, I was like, who could deal with Candy for a minute like that? I mean,
right.
People have...
I mean, number one, the bitch is a hit maker. So everything she writes for these artists goes boom, boom. And then she's got all these other businesses on the side or whatever. So when he started doing his stuff on the side, I said, okay, cool. Maybe they got it kind of balanced or whatever. But now it's getting back to candy. And he's like, okay. So, you know, it takes a strong person to go with somebody that's in the limelight. So
yeah, it really does.
With Tiff and Common, we can wish them well. I'm Team Tiffany. I've loved her. I know from her background of being homeless and living in Compton and not getting along with her mama and so on and so forth or whatever, to see where she's come and where she's at now. You know, I'm still rooting for her big time or whatever. Common, I've always liked his music or what have you. So if their love works, so be it.
This is true. And I still dig the man's music. And although, you know, it doesn't change my opinion of being communal dick, but at the same time, you know, I hope that it is a fit for them, because you know what? I don't know shit about what's going on with them. So it could be that fit. So I really hope so, because God knows shit. I'm better than what I am. Shit, I'm by my goddamn self.
So... So we wish you well, Tiff. We wish you well. And I just hope that it wasn't to cover up the Jaguar Wright thing. And Jaguar Wright, I'm not sure why you decided to come out now. What was the reasoning? I always say this, seek some type of psychological help. If you have been in this type of situation, please go speak with a therapist. Don't let your
friend. Maybe Jaguar Wright got tired of hearing them sad ass Microsoft commercials coming. Your voice is on. Oh,
with you.
With AI, you can do
everything.
Go to the corner. Go to the corner. And history has been made, but unfortunately, it was made the wrong way. America. Breonna Taylor was killed on March 13th in Louisville, and the people who killed her are still walking around free. And the legend herself, the living legend, Oprah, on the current issue of the O magazine, which since its inception has never featured anybody else besides Oprah on the cover, is going to have Breonna Taylor on the cover of the O magazine.
O magazine, yes.
So I don't know how many times we can keep continuing to bring it to the light. And the only thing that I can tell you folks that's still sitting at home, if you ain't registered to vote right now, I don't want to hear you say nothing. I don't want to hear you say diddly squat, because time is of the essence. And
we got 80 plus days.
That's 80 it. Plus days to get this ignorant fool out. And y'all think that it's bad right now. If y'all let this man stay in office, it is going to be pure hell for another 4 years. And let me say this, it is going to take another 10 years to undo everything he gets to do in, if he gets the second 4 years. So don't think one president is going to come in there and it's going to turn around, because it's already going to take Joe Biden 4 years to fix the mess that he's done.
Attempt to.
So, and
this, you know what? You know what kills me about this very thing is, like, we know how imperative it is to get, like I've been saying, Tangerine Idi Amin out the motherfucking White House. We know how imperative it is, but we still have people hollering this shit about Joe Biden. Like, why are we going with him? People just don't get that. Like, I have a friend that's just like uber like political and just will go to the ends of the earth and regale you about anybody that ain't Bernie Sanders.
But here's the thing.
The point, hold on. The point is, get this asshole out of the White House. We all know Joe Biden ain't, we all know he ain't it.
He ain't savior.
But we have something to do. We are here trying to play a bit of chess.
I mean, it can't get any worse. It cannot get right. any worse than where we are right now. We are the laughingstock of the world. Every right. country thinks we're a fucking joke because of the orange, the Oompa Loompa, yeah, I mean, as I call him. And yeah, so if we, like Chris was just saying, if we give him another 4 years, because pretty much that's what we'll be doing. If we give him another 4 years or what have you, I mean, he's already made damage to the point where it's going to take us a good 5-6 years to get repaired from it. If he gets in there for another four, that means we're going to need at least 10, maybe 12 to repair it. And Uncle Joe may not be the answer, but he's the only answer we got right now. Just like with Corona, we need a vaccine. And it's 30 and 40 different vaccines, and so far it hasn't killed all the Africans they've been tested it on. They haven't killed the people in Europe that they've been testing on. But, you know, until they have a good vaccine to release in the U.S., we won't get to see it. But until then, we still got to deal with the masks and right. everything like that or whatever. And this is the same thing that he knew about in October and turned his back on it and said, "Oh, it's just a China virus." He still calls it, "You stupid ass, you still call it a China virus."
Idiot.
And it's killed almost a quarter of a million Americans, and you still calling it a China virus.
I mean, and the man is fucking with the mail because that's going to have to be an alternative way for folks to vote these days in this pandemic environment. But I mean, like, if you don't get your ballot in the mail, put your fucking mask on, go stand in the motherfucking line, and do the right vote.
But you don't see. Here's the thing. You have ample time right now to get your ass online while you're sitting there streaming everything else and get your mail voting in and get it done now so that when it is sent out, you can immediately send it back and you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. Bitch, buy some stamps now and you won't have to leave the comfort of your damn home. And you tell your friend over there who is Mr. Bernie Sanders supporter, had they got out and got more people behind Bernie Sanders, you had another option. But here's the thing. You have to keep voting. So because Bernie didn't win, now y'all all say, I'm not voting. It don't work like that. Just like people
say. Yeah, people have to understand our voting system, yeah.
We need a separate party. Well, there could be a separate party. We could have an independent, but you niggas won't consistently vote. You will not consistently stay a part of something. And in order to make things work, it needs people to be on the team constantly working. So here's the thing to them right now. We know that Joe Biden is going to be a one-term president. I am giving you fools a mandate right now out there that's saying, oh, we got to have something else. Well, you have over 4 years to start working on that something else right now. Yeah. Get to the boots and get in the ground. Get your LLCs done. Get your nonprofits done. Get out there and start a grassroots organization right now so that we will not have to have Oprah giving up her coveted title on her pay, on her magazine for the likes of Breonna Taylor's, the George Floyd's, for them to be keep murdering, because it's going to take the grassroots getting out there, speaking up and saying, hey, this has to stop. But you can't do it once. It has to be a continual thing, hoes. So I just gave you a mandate. Get your ass up and get to working.
Go vote.
Go vote. See, I can't say it no more. And when you get the celebrity status and you run around and you say you have people that are following you, use your followers wisely.
Right.
Don't take them on a fool trip like Kanye West is doing right now and lead them to hell. Use the people that are listening to your voice. Use those people wisely. That's all I can say. Vote. So we still want to continue to pray for Tamar Braxton. She is out of the facility. And y'all know.
Not out of the facility.
Did you say she was, Lamont?
And she's engaged now.
So is the new man an upgrade from Vince?
Yes, he popped the question.
Oh.
She said yes. So
David popped the question why she's unstable?
No. I don't know. I've been looking at, you know, what she said as far as the thing that pushed her over the edge was the cancellation of her Wii TV show and all this. I'm like, you ain't that damn unstable coming from a Christian family like that, that all of a sudden this is going to make you want to take your life. And then you ain't even thinking about this baby that you say you love and adore, that you would give your life for. And all of a sudden, no. Something else is going on, boo. And I don't know what it is, but all I can do is wish her well.
But I have an issue. Y'all know I still have an issue with Tamar.
What's your issue with Tamar?
Because just the last season on the good old Braxton Family, you said Tracy Braxton was dead to you because Tracy didn't want to film no more because she felt that they were not getting enough money. And now you're saying, over the past 5 years in particular, that you have been overworked, underpaid, taken advantage of, and betrayed by reality TV producers. But when your sister said it, you said that she was dead to you and she did not matter anymore. So why was it so bad for her? And which you turn around and now you're saying the same thing. We've all said that the Braxtons should have got paid more. So that's my issue with her. I pray that she gets well. I'm gonna leave it alone.
She said the same thing about The Real, the producers of The Real. They couldn't pay me enough to stay at this show.
So Tamar, a narcissistic brat.
Right.
That missed too many ass moves by a good ass belt.
Yes, she missed too many.
Because you know what? It's like for somebody with that celebrity and that kind of clout to be as manipulative as she has been, for people that I know, being me personally, that dealt with depression, dealt with trying to commit suicide multiple times. You know, when you're trying to commit suicide, you don't fucking tell nobody when you want to commit suicide, bitch.
Hello.
I was like, you fucking try to do it and hope that it works. But you don't go and try to tell nobody. When you try to tell somebody, you know what a therapist says about that? You want attention, boo, like you always have.
You don't want
to
do it.
That's why you needed three, four, five different shows to support your personalities, your ego, and your own mental disorder. What kind of woman and mother is going to put herself out there to do some shit like that?
And there you have it. That's the truth.
I was like, what? I was like, bitch, bye. Get the fuck out of here. You should have shut the fuck up and sang.
Ooh. And her own mother said,
and kept the rest of your fucking money and seen a goddamn shrink. And then use the Bible to heal your goddamn soul and get some pills to help your goddamn mind. And act like a fucking grown up because you got a child that's grown up with an absentee mother in the head. That's what you got, bitch.
Oh my.
There's no TV show. There's no motherfucking TV show worth you compromising the growth and well-being of your fucking son.
True that.
Be that kind of black woman. Talk about the show. The show made you do that. to leave a child without his mother?
Well, allegedly, I want to make sure I say that. She accidentally told a producer that she was being molested. I'm just going by what I read on something, and they said that this was part of the reason that she was molested and that they wanted to bring it out on the new, well, it was going to be brought out on the new show. And so that was part of the other reasoning that she was so stressed, is that they took her confidence of her telling something so personal that she had never told before. And I don't have a clue to who she said molested her, but she
kind of alluded to that on the Braxtons, the last season that they were on. She alluded to it. And supposedly it was her father's brother, and her father knew, and that's why her and her father never really got along all this time or whatever. She kind of alluded for that. But see, what it is that we have to realize that this is reality television, and if they do not have a plot line or somehow something to drive off on, then the show ain't gonna be shit, and we're not gonna watch. We're gonna be able to open all the skeletons in Tamar Braxton's closet and watch it, and it entertains us, then there it is. But you gotta watch what the hell you signed your name to, Miss Braxton, because I'm quite sure somewhere in that damn document with the one that said $35 million at the top, I'm quite sure some clause B, C, H, and D all said something about you revealing personal secrets and all the above, whatever. But her mother said in her interview with, God, I forget what it was. I think it was Enterprise or something like that. They asked her about, you know, Tamar's behavior when the Braxis was on or whatever. And she said, well, you guys had to realize we created this monster. So therefore, it is what it is. I mean, Tamar is going to be Tamar, and Tony's going to be Tony, and the other girls are going to fall in between. That's what her mama said.
That's what her mama said. Yes, she did.
She's a grown-ass child.
And
they let her be a child all her life.
They created it.
And now she's a grown-ass woman who has made her husband run to the hills and leave her alone. At least she got a baby out the deal or what have you. But now this new Jamaican dude, or is he Jamaican or Belizean? I forget what he is.
Oh, I thought he was African.
Is it African? I don't know. I know he's from an island, but, you know, his mama don't play.
Is he an upgrade, though?
An upgrade.
Is he an upgrade? She's going to stay with Vince.
No, definitely not. From Vincent? Hell no, he's not an upgrade.
Look, the real deal Holyfield is, like, apparently all her, like, no parts of the Bible that she read sunk in. Because you know what? They got women out there on the scene, like Megan Thee Stallion and every other girl right now, that got at least got some integrity about their life and about their stuff to get their stuff together before they put themselves out there to do what you gonna do to yourself. They may be whatever kind of girl that you may have self-proclaimed that you're not, but what they aren't is a bitch that's gonna try to take her own life with some goddamn attention. That's what they're not.
What? Allegedly, this is also not the first time.
No, it's not the first time.
No, this is her third attempt.
Like, it just makes me upset because there's so many people in this world who do have a problem, who do this, and who really are in such a place where they can't come back from it, and they succeed at it. And she did it knowingly, manipulatively, done it for some attention.
Yes, she did.
And so, she knows that because, like, literally, the story broke, and she all of a sudden she was better, and all of a sudden she felt compelled to talk to the press. What person who's trying to get themselves together feels compelled to go and talk to anybody besides talking to a professional as to what just happened to me that I felt compelled to take my life?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're gonna pray for her.
You missed your prayer, baby. You missed your prayer.
And as we wrap up this show, I want to say to those of you who are at home thinking that you're the only one going through something.
Mental illness is real.
Mental illness is real, and our forever, forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, has said on her own podcast, which you can find, the Michelle Obama podcast, in episode 2, she talks about dealing with depression, a low-grade depression. So don't think that you are the only one going through. There are people with money. There are people with degrees. There are people with no degrees. There are people with no money. There are people who have common sense. There are people with no common sense. We all can end up in this same boat of depression. It does not just pick one person and say, it's you. So if you need help, please get out and talk to somebody. Don't just keep thinking that you can do this thing on your own, because there's somebody out there that will really help you. And if you need somebody to talk to, you can always talk to a wonderful counselor. We have Talkspace now, which is an app on your, you go right into your good old mobile phone, and there's an app right there for you called Talkspace. Wait a minute, they ain't paying us. But they're there. So let me let you know they're there.
And just to say this, like, we look at these celebrities and whatnot, and we kind of think that they're invincible, and what you have to understand is success does not equal stability. And we're all human. And we all have our demons and our perils and our shortcomings and things. We're just trying to just kind of navigate through life. This stuff ain't easy, y'all, and you know it. Every single one of you, if you hear the words that come out of my mouth, each one of us in each one of these squares in this Zoom they call right now, we got our own demons that we battle every single day, both mentally and physically and spiritually. And it's just called being a human being. So don't think you're above it all because you got somewhere to be somewhere. Being somebody doesn't mean you have to be nobody to yourself. So, you know, you have to sit down and just say, you know what? Let me go back and really think about what's going on in my life and try for yourself, because the mental health is part of your health.
And I will make sure that put up on our Instagram. We'll put up numbers for you guys. If you need to talk to somebody, please use the number. Use the tools that are given to you. Do not wait till it has spiraled so far.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. You are freaking amazing. Share the damn podcast, damn it. Share the damn podcast.
Listen, like share, and subscribe.
Like, I'm trying to say some shit just to get y'all to share it, because I know y'all in your feelings about the stuff I say, and I only say it just for y'all to say,
what
the
bitch next said? Week,
Fernando trying to rile y'all up.
Fernando will be dropping his OnlyFans account next week, so y'all.
Big B and that B stand for bands. On that, get your hands in, baby.
It's coronavirus I got going on right now.
Shoot. Everybody is dropping their OnlyFans. He'll be dropping his next week, and I'll be dropping my new house, the House of Extravaganza. So we'll be on the next Legendary on HBO. If you haven't seen that, make sure you go out and support Ballroom, the House of Levan. I support you guys. You guys are freaking amazing. House of Levan should have won Legendary. I'm gonna leave that alone. They was robbed of the damn title from this misfit that was a judge. But you guys have a great, great week. We love you guys. We will see y'all on the flip side. Share. We'll see y'all next week.